Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Ipswich and District Radio Club operates a network of 12 repeaters through call signs VK4RAI, VK4RSM, VK4RBX and VK4RWM from three sites in southeast Queensland. Home, in-car and handheld coverage is generally available in Ipswich, Brisbane Southside and in the Somerset, Lockyer Valley and Scenic Rim areas. The club also provides a direct link to the nine-station Central Highlands Linked Repeater Network, which covers a vast area of the state from Proserpine in the north, Gladstone in the south, and extensive highway and major town coverage of the Central Highlands and coalfields. Access to the Central Highlands network in the Ipswich region is through 439.325 MHz with a CTCSS tone of 91.5. In the southeast, operating modes available are analog, D-Star, APRS, Packet and APCO 25. IRLP and Echolink operate through 438.425 MHz from the Nobby near Lowood. Detailed information on all club repeaters is available at vk4wip.org.au. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 FABR.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're listening to Q News. In North Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following WIA National News. I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. My radio club has been moving towards setting up a repeater system to serve the local area. As we've managed to see the bank balance slowly climb, we've been sniffing out some ex-commercial gear that can run comfortably on the amateur bands. A recent get-together dropped the opportunity for getting a UHF box. By amateur standards, not too old and from a reputable manufacturer and within our budget. The internet provided downloads of the documentation, and by the time it came for our club meeting, the committee had a shopping list of proposals to complete this project. One thing that can be problematic for clubs, certainly from experienced regional clubs, is accessing special facilities such as being able to program these boxes. Gone are the days of getting the gear and rocking it up. The choice of buying software and programming cable for a single use, or checking within the amateur fraternity, is a no-brainer. Starting with the club that sold the repeater, the search ended the next day with a return email offering us programming. This is the great thing about amateur radio. For as long as I can remember, amateurs have been prepared to share knowledge, experience and bits to help other amateurs. This is a great hobby and a great band of enthusiasts, and I'm proud to be an amateur. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.